A Reflection by Kate Chopin. This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information and to learn how to volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. A Reflection by Kate Chopin. Some people are born with a vital and responsive energy. It not only enables them to keep abreast of the times, it enables them to furnish in their own personality a good bit of the motive power to the mad pace. They are fortunate beings. They do not need to apprehend the significance of things. They do not grow weary nor misstep, nor do they fall out of rank and sink by the wayside to be left contemplating the moving procession. Ah, that moving procession that has left me by the roadside. Its fantastic colors are more brilliant and beautiful than the sun on the undulating waters. What matter if souls and bodies are falling beneath the feet of the ever-pressing multitude? It moves with the majestic rhythm of the spheres. Its discordant clashes sweep upward in one harmonious tone that blends with the music of other worlds, to complete God's orchestra. It is greater than the stars. That moving procession of human energy, greater than the palpitating earth and the things growing thereon. Oh, I could weep at being left by the wayside, left with the grass and the clouds and a few dumb animals. True, I feel at home in the society of these symbols of life's immutability. In the procession I should feel the crushing feet, the clashing discords, the ruthless hands and stifling breath. I could not hear the rhythm of the march. Salve, ye dumb hearts, let us be still and wait by the roadside. End of A Reflection by Kate Chopin. Read by Alan Davis Drake.